2020年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语一，听力理解，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
Number 1. Don't stay in the garden for too long. The sun is too bright today.
Don't worry. I'll just stay for about 10 minutes.
Don't stay in the garden for too long. The sun is too bright today.
Don't worry. I'll just stay for about 10 minutes.
Number 2. Barry, who is the boy in black?
He's Nick. He is really quiet and shy. He is always nervous when talking with us.
I see. What about the boy beside Nick? He looks outgoing.
Yes, he's Nick's brother David, and he likes making friends very much.
Barry, who is the boy in black?
He's Nick. He is really quiet and shy. He is always nervous when talking with us.
I see. What about the boy beside Nick? He looks outgoing.
Yes, he's Nick's brother David, and he likes making friends very much.
Number 3. I can't find my guitar after playing it at the picnic in the park.
Our classmates may have picked it up after the picnic. Let's go to the music hall to see if anybody has put it there.
I can't find my guitar after playing it at the picnic in the park.
Our classmates may have picked it up after the picnic. Let's go to the music hall to see if anybody has put it there.
Number 4. I am used to listening to music and reading in my spare time. What about you?
Well, I prefer playing sports.
I am used to listening to music and reading in my spare time. What about you?
Well, I prefer playing sports.
Number 5. I love this school, Sam.
Yes, Sue. You are lucky to be here in Merton School.
Why? Don't you like Hill School?
Oh, I'm not at Hill School. I'm at Green School.
I love this school, Sam.
Yes, Sue. You are lucky to be here in Merton School.
Why? Don't you like Hill School?
Oh, I'm not at Hill School. I'm at Green School.
Number 2. 听下面几段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
You have changed a lot in the past 3 years.
Yes, I used to be a shy boy.
I still remember the first time we met.
So do I. It was in our classroom. All of the students were busy introducing themselves to others, but I kept quiet and didn't say a word. Then you came to talk with me.
It seems that you really have changed a lot. Have you ever visited the teachers since you graduated?
Yes, of course. I remember all the teachers, especially our English teacher, Mrs. White.
Yeah, I think Mrs. White helped you a lot. She always encouraged you in her English class.
You're right. I will never forget her.
You have changed a lot in the past 3 years.
Yes, I used to be a shy boy.
I still remember the first time we met.
So do I. It was in our classroom. All of the students were busy introducing themselves to others, but I kept quiet and didn't say a word. Then you came to talk with me.
It seems that you really have changed a lot. Have you ever visited the teachers since you graduated?
Yes, of course. I remember all the teachers, especially our English teacher, Mrs. White.
Yeah, I think Mrs. White helped you a lot. She always encouraged you in her English class.
You're right. I will never forget her.
What did you do last week, Bob?
I went to a farm with my family.
Wow, was it good?
Yes. On Sunday, I went for a ride on a horse. It was exciting.
And what did you do on Saturday?
We went for a long walk with the dogs.
Where did you go?
We went to a forest near the farm. It was beautiful, but I was tired that evening.
Yes, since it was a long walk, I'm not surprised about that. What else did you do last week?
On Wednesday, I fed the chickens. It rained on Thursday, so I helped the farmer make lots of cakes. Then on Friday, we took the cakes to the market near a lake. People bought all of them.
Oh, great. What did you do last week, Bob?
I went to a farm with my family.
Wow, was it good?
Yes. On Sunday, I went for a ride on a horse. It was exciting.
And what did you do on Saturday?
We went for a long walk with the dogs.
Where did you go?
We went to a forest near the farm. It was beautiful, but I was tired that evening.
Yes, since it was a long walk, I'm not surprised about that. What else did you do last week?
On Wednesday, I fed the chickens. It rained on Thursday, so I helped the farmer make lots of cakes. Then on Friday, we took the cakes to the market near a lake. People bought all of them.
Oh, great.
It's Saturday today. I took part in the Environment Protector activity with my classmates. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we took a bus to the People's Park. As soon as we got there, we began to pick up rubbish on the ground. After that, we cleaned the walls. It was a hard work, but we tried our best to make the walls clean. Before leaving, we put up some pictures in the park, calling on people to keep the park clean. At 7:30, we finished all the work and went home happily.
It's Saturday today. I took part in the Environment Protector activity with my classmates. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we took a bus to the People's Park. As soon as we got there, we began to pick up rubbish on the ground. After that, we cleaned the walls. It was a hard work, but we tried our best to make the walls clean. Before leaving, we put up some pictures in the park, calling on people to keep the park clean. At 7:30, we finished all the work and went home happily.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第15三个小题。
Can I have 3 tickets for Swan Lake, please?
Certainly. Which date?
22nd September.
Where would you like to sit? front, middle, or back?
Front, please. Sitting in the front row will give me a better view.
You're right. Okay, seats 1, 2, and 3 in row C. They're 35 yuan each. Do you want to pay by cash or WeChat?
By WeChat. It's more convenient for me.
Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Can I have 3 tickets for Swan Lake, please?
Certainly. Which date?
22nd September.
Where would you like to sit? Front, middle, or back?
Front, please. Sitting in the front row will give me a better view.
You're right. Okay. Seats 1, 2, and 3 in row C. They're 35 yuan each. Do you want to pay by cash or WeChat?
By WeChat. It's more convenient for me.
Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Hello,
everyone. During the longest winter holiday in history, what did you do? As for my friend Susan, she did quite a lot of things. Because everyone was asked to stay at home, she needn't go to work. She started to learn to make some delicious food. She even bought a bread maker. On her son's birthday, she made a cake by herself. In order to keep in shape, she chose to dance in the living room every evening. Her daughter is in the third grade. She asked her to read Chinese poems every day. She thinks it's good for her future. As a teacher, she used DingTalk to have online classes from Monday to Friday. It's also a challenge for her. She loves traveling, so she read some magazines about traveling. From them, she learned many customs in the world. Although she was very busy at that time, she got a lot.
Hello, everyone. During the longest winter holiday in history, what did you do? As for my friend Susan, she did quite a lot of things. Because everyone was asked to stay at home, she needn't go to work. She started to learn to make some delicious food. She even bought a bread maker. On her son's birthday, she made a cake by herself. In order to keep in shape, she chose to dance in the living room every evening. Her daughter is in the third grade. She asked her to read Chinese poems every day. She thinks it's good for her future. As a teacher, she used DingTalk to have online classes from Monday to Friday. It's also a challenge for her. She loves traveling, so she read some magazines about traveling. From them, she learned many customs in the world. Although she was very busy at that time, she got a lot.